And we're back with another podcast, guys. Once again, halfway through the podcast, we have the special guest, newly named by Tyler, Z-Man.
I'm honored. I'm honored to be called that and to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
As you hear this first part, I'm slowly approaching. So imagine me crawling up towards the door.
A couple of things that Tyler missed. We talked about Star Wars a little bit. Not as much as I planned. I'm not sure if it deserves the tag, but we'll tag anyways. We definitely need to talk about that more in the near future. We're probably, a couple months away from Mandalorian. Very pumped about that.
What else can we talk about?
Talk about Joe Rogan, our buddy, our love, our confidant, the man we entrust our lives with.
We talk about Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, Eddie Bravo.
Definitely some funny things in there, so you definitely got to stay tuned. And
then about halfway through, Z-Man shows up.
We talk about anxiety. We talk about the riots a little bit. We talk about... It's just life, all that jazz.
Life,
it's a really good one.
Knowing people.
Yep.
Not knowing people.
Yep.
You know...
Gets a little sad, so get your napkins ready.
And you know what? You're listening to this podcast right now, so you made the right choice, and you're about to get blessed. Lucky you. What the fuck? Lucky you. Oh, my gosh. I'm so jealous of you.
Well, I mean, you can listen to it at any time
as well. But I'm just letting them know. They're very special people listening to this.
You know, at this exact moment, you're cooking pizza. Did you turn?
Yeah, looking at this, smoke coming from the pan.
It's okay.
Did you put the overhead?
Let's just
pan
start
on?
The podcast can before you, I burn something.
Can you, yeah. Please put your seats in upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go.
Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth. And here we go. And we're back with another podcast coming at you guys. We got a good one for you today. Let's just,
How do you know it's good?
We
haven't even fucking
started
anything.
I feel good. I had a pretty good week. Probably still in the anxiety medicine, but I still had a pretty good week.
So what did you do this week?
So I'm trying to sell a duplex and I'm buying a property. The inspection went well for the property I'm buying. And, Saturday, I had to, I had to wake up at 10:40 to make sure my tenants opened the door to let the people that wanted to buy my duplex. And they got in there and they got to see the place. So I did have to recall one of my, they're at the door, let them in.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily he was awake. I feel bad though, too. I guess his girlfriend was up till 3:00 in the morning because she doesn't get off work till 3:00. So, I don't know how well that went. I'm hoping they don't come back and try to negotiate with me too much because I'm going to stay at the price I'm at. I don't want to go any lower. And, I mean, that will be fine. I'll probably still try to sell it, but it's just that property's just been a little bit of a pain and rather stick my money into something else.
So it sounds like things are rolling for you.
And I am making a little money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at the numbers, I'm getting a better return for the cost on my new house that I'm buying compared to that duplex. And then I have some more money to play with too after that. I think I talked about it. We had the podcast Tuesday, right? Or Wednesday?
Wednesday.
No, I had, right after I left here, I went back. I had a phone appointment for my business loan. And he told me that they submitted my loan Tuesday and we'll hear back Friday, most likely not till Monday though. So I haven't heard yet, so hopefully it's good news. I'm hoping I'm approved and I get a nice chunk of change to buy more houses with, and I'm excited about that. If I don't get approved, that's okay. I mean, I feel like we could probably still work on it, probably just maybe I need to get my credit better or something, but they said my credit doesn't even take an account with this program or whatever really. So I don't know. I mean, I'm just anxious to see that, and definitely been rough this last couple months because, you know, a few of my tenants being able to struggle to pay rent. And
what's wrong with them? Why can't they pay rent?
I don't know. This corona thing?
I
don't know. Millions of people lost their jobs.
I don't know what you're talking about.
One of my properties had water leak, so having to deal with that. And then
it's all good stuff.
Yeah. Thankfully, though, I'm going to evict the people on the other side. And she said, all right, I'll be out by Wednesday. And I'm like, oh, how sweet and everything. And, I called my realtor, and she's like, you need to go after her for that money. She's probably just storing up the money and just waiting until you were coming to Victor, and then she's out of there before you even, you know, file it so where she gets in any trouble or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she was probably just coating her pockets. She said she'd have a job. I mean, she was paying me on time before, but so my realtor was probably right. So I hate having to deal with that shit. That's what I'm working on, getting a property manager to kind of to take care of that stuff, and I'm just going to kind of oversee stuff. And
this has been another episode of...
And that's it.
Seth's Properties.
Seth's Properties, growing strong. Definitely, I got to say, I feel like this is probably going to be the worst experiences I would ever go through as far as, you know... I mean, what's the once-in-a-lifetime thing I feel where so many people are going to lose their jobs like this, you know? Unless we get another... I mean, this never happened in, you know, our parents' lifetime. My parents' lifetime. Nothing like this.
No, we've never shut down like this before.
And still for... I lost, like, less than a third of renters were able to... struggled to pay there mm-hmm. during that time. For the most part, I was still getting the majority of my rent, so that was good.
But. Can we talk about how the Star Wars shirt that you're wearing right now is probably... the worst of the Star Wars movies?
This is episode 7.
The Last Jedi.
You didn't like episode 7 at all?
Man, it's probably one of the worst when it comes to Star Wars fans in general. They were not happy with it.
Hey, let's talk about Star Wars about 5 more minutes so we can tag it in our Instagram.
Get that Disney tag.
Get that Disney tag. Pop, pop. But no. In fact, you know, you bring up that, but man, I got to tell you, Mandalorian has been a fresh air. We've talked about it a number of times, and hopefully we watch that together. I want to watch that right when it comes out.
Yep.
What, was it Sunday nights it came out? I can't remember. No, it was a Friday.
I think it was Friday.
But who knows? It was a Friday.
Friday nights.
That'll be good. So Tyler's back to just working 4 days a week, which is good. 10-hour days right now. So until they decide to enslave him again.
Sure.
Well, give it time. I guess give that's a bad word. Enslave.
Yeah, maybe don't
say that.
By the way, yesterday was, what was it, Juneteenth? Happy Juneteenth.
Yes, Juneteenth. Yep. We're pushing, we want to have a holiday.
Needs to be a holiday.
It was when
the slaves were officially emancipated.
Emancipated, and there was like an announcement, like over a house. There's one they gathered there. Like the house is still there. Somebody ever? I just
so somebody owns that house.
I don't know the situation, but what happened? You know what? 200 some years ago. Like, how many years ago was it? 200? About 200, right?
Let's look it up.
A little over 200.
Before we sound like fucking idiots. You know, which we already do.
It sucks how slow it took though to integrate into schools and stuff.
Took a long time. Yeah.
So
originating in Texas, it is now celebrated annually on the 19th of June throughout the United States, with varying official recognition. Specifically, it commemorates the Union Army General Gordon Granger announcing federal orders to Galveston, Texas, on June 19th, 1865, proclaiming that all slaves in Texas were free. So like. It took that long for Texas to find out about what Abe Lincoln had put in order.
No Twitter?
Yeah, so there was no, you know, there's no fucking 13 ABC to like.
Just think how bad Twitter would have been back then, man.
It would have been very racist. Not that it's already not.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, God. That was the. I think that needs to be an official holiday, right? Juneteenth is the oldest nationally celebrated commemoration of the ending of slavery in the United States, dating back to 1865. Note that this was 2.5 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, which became official January 1st, 1863.
Man, we took a hard...
So it took 2.5 years for Texas to find out that slavery was no longer
legal. We took a hard left NASCAR turn on that Star Wars conversation we were having.
Yeah, we did. Whatever.
It was 2+ years?
2.5 years.
For them to find out that...
2.5 years later. That's crazy.
They were whispering it into each other's ears, and then they're like, I didn't hear that. That's what was happening. That's ridiculous.
That's crazy, right?
That is insane. Of course, by then, I mean, it took weeks, months for it to travel. But 2 years, that sounds insane.
2.5 years.
I feel like there's some people wanting to hold on to their slave.
I mean, yeah, you got to think about it. If there was people out there that didn't have to pay people for work,
and then there were some people that just, I mean, they hated that they weren't getting paid and stuff, but the situation, they like, well, all right, we'll start paying you. Like, that happened too, you know, and they were being good to their people, and I mean, I was like, how good can you be when they're enslaved? But definitely, it was different back then. It was just a horrible thing to think about, and it kind of, I haven't been able to bring myself to watch, there's all these movies that are really good to watch here lately, and it just kind of hurts my heart, like, what we're going through. Like, I could start crying about it. Like, I have not been able to bring myself, and I like a lot of black culture, like, movies, like, there's one called Hurricane, where a guy, it was about a boxer, that it was back in the, it came out, like, in the 90s. Really good movie. I forget who the star, I thought it was, like, a main, and he was a boxer, and he was with another guy, and he was falsely accused of beating someone up, beating the crap out of somebody, just because he looked similar to the guy or whatever. And they pointed him out as being the guy. And he was not the guy. He was not the guy. They just happened to be driving home from something. And he was like a amazing boxer. And he served a number of years in prison until they...
Reuben Hurricane Carter?
Yeah.
Was an American-Canadian middleweight boxer wrongfully convicted of murder and later released following a petition of the here... I don't know how to say that word... He served 20 years in prison.
Yeah.
And was wrongfully accused of murder. Damn. Never
heard of this guy. It's crazy, man.
So they made a movie about this?
Yeah, they made a really good movie back like in the 90s or no, 2000s maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, just look up Hurricane movie. See what comes up. I think it's I feel like it was a big actor that played the part. But it was an amazing movie, and there's a number of movies like that too, and then just like
Bob Dylan made a song
about it. It's just hard. It's hard with this the situation that we're in, and then what's ridiculous too, like all the rioting, which is just horrible, but like, which that seems to be a lot of times a lot of white people taking advantage of the situation too. And then like say they're fighting for their brothers or whatever. And, but I mean, there's, I mean, so there was these couple guys that there's these couple black guy twins that were they're on Twitter quite a bit, and in fact they're doing stand up in a couple in a month I think over here at, here in Toledo. And they're called Twin Brothers, but I run across their videos on Twitter, and like they're definitely like they were like showing like a scene of like. Like a bunch of people like running and raiding and just like stealing stuff out of Nike and just cracking jokes about it. It's like, so this is what you're fighting for, huh? This is the change you wanted. Like this is, you know, and in that situation it was a bunch of black people running in there and like jacking this stuff. And it, I mean, these are two black guys calling out other black people, which that's always the nicest way to, like, when they can call out each other, which that happens a lot. I mean, there was guys blocking people from, there's just people blocking from people from stealing stuff and just people, but taking care of the situation, which nowadays, like, I hope they come after all those people too. Cause there's like so many,
there was so many, dude.
So many people filmed. I mean, there's probably too many people for them to track down, but, if you're a celebrity, Logan or Jake Paul, oops, sorry, Logan, Jake Paul was just filming what was going on, but he made a mistake of like they broke into a mall and he was walking through documenting. Well, dummy, yeah, you're not raiding or nothing, but you're walking through an area that was broken into that's closed, and he got a he's got to go to court and all that.
Really?
For that, yeah. But which is so funny because there's all these people rioting and stuff, and he's the one that, you know, he's well known.
He has to go to court.
He's well known, so he's an easy person to call out.
But if I walk in there, I'm fine.
Yo, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, even though they could track us all down by identifying people's face and stuff, but no, like, let's go for the quick. Oh, there we go. Let's get this guy. You know, I talked about last time all of the bricks and stuff. There was videos of, like, just bricks, like, laying there. I just saw this other video of these cops, like, there was a guy working for the city who was like, what are you guys doing? They were just taking all these rocks and putting them by the side of the road. like just straight up, like in full cops, like, you, those do not belong there. I know what you're doing. You should not be doing that. And
I will be honest, I haven't seen one of these videos.
Okay, I'll have to look one up and see if we can find one for you.
I'll look it up here.
Just
random bricks.
Or you could just save in rocks. The one that cops putting lanes rocks or something like that, or bricks. You'll pop up pretty good. But I can't believe that the media isn't talking about this.
Piles of bricks found in cities where riots are happening. Where did they come from?
Yeah. And then, I mean, you could straight up in this one see the cops laying these big rocks. Like, there are medium-sized rocks and stuff.
This is a guy's Instagram.
But it was like, nobody's talking about that.
This right here? Yeah.
That is a big pile of bricks.
Yeah, that's the first one I saw.
I'm talking like this.
That's the first one I saw. Yeah. Those aren't cheap. Why the fuck would those be right there next to a city building? Nobody's talking about that stuff. Nobody's talking about that with the coronavirus, that people are that all these hospitals, or even if they die from cancer or something, are still writing it down as
this is a
corona.
Lot of bricks, dude. I'll turn it.
Oh, that's a different video than I saw.
Well, that's just a photo. That's a photo there. That's a shit ton of bricks.
That is just like a shit ton of bricks. Like, you're going to have everybody come out if you're going to make a rip. I mean, like, so what is the purpose in doing that, destroying your own city like that? Okay, it was like, all right, all these buildings are covered in really good insurance. Okay, we got that.
It's just a painted narrative, that's all.
Like, what's that?
It's just a painted narrative.
Yeah, painted narrative. That's so fucked up, man.
That is wild.
So fucked up.
Piles of bricks.
Man. I'm just, oh, please, God. Just, isn't there a volcano that could just explode anywhere and take out most of the U.S.?
You waiting for it? You ready?
Where should we move to before it hits?
A lot of people think of Texas.
Texas
is the go-to.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be game with going out of the country, too. Like, Panama. I got Panama's
getting a phone call from Z-Man here.
Uh-oh.
What up?
We do have a special guest here on the podcast.
You're fine. Where you at?
So we got Z-Man coming on the podcast again. He's on the phone with Tyler.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no worries. All right. Sounds good. So, yeah. Yep.
And intermission.
What are we going to intermission for?
Okay, I was like, all right, I guess that was
it's just
quick.
A phone call.
Is he on his way?
5 minutes out.
So, yeah, we got a special guest once again coming halfway through the podcast. We have Z-Man, our cousin.
Got Z-Man coming through.
It was a lot of fun to have on the podcast last week, and we invited him back, and we're doing a UFC thing again.
Yeah, we got some fights tonight.
Yeah, we got a prelims and main card. I haven't really looked over this one very well. We're trying to get the podcast done before the first fight start. So we might miss the first fight, but we still have it up and ready to go.
We'll be fine. The whole premise of it is we're going to follow the fight companion tonight.
Fight companion, which won't probably be until the main card.
Yeah, that won't be for the main card.
But I'm excited about that.
Start,
so Joe Rogan does.
No. Okay, hold up. The fight companions are 4 hours long. They'll start it before the main card.
I don't think last time they did.
I think they usually do.
So, anyways, it's a lot of fun. Joe Rogan has his thing. Did you see he was, Twitter was trying to take him down last night?
Yeah, apparently there's a cancel Joe Rogan.
What the fuck are they thinking?
Cancel Joe Rogan and cancel Joey Diaz.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, so.
They just laughed that one up. Good luck.
Do you
know
what it was all about? Did you like.
Not exactly, just like some old shit, I think, maybe, or just
For the Joey
mask stuff, maybe.
Yeah, the Joey Diaz one was a comment that he made a long time ago. I think this was 10 years ago is when he made this comment, but I think he said the only way, I'm literally phrasing this how I remember I heard it, but I think he said the only way I would ever let a female comic up on stage is if she blew me. I'm pretty sure that's what he said, and then that was said like 10 years ago, and then Joe Rogan.
And he was fucking joking.
He was joking. He's a comic.
Shit.
He's a comic. He makes jokes for a living. And then Joe Rogan said that masks are fucking stupid or fucking pointless or something like that.
Yeah.
And people want to cancel Joe Rogan, cancel Joey Diaz. But
okay. By the way, everybody was saying masks were stupid at the beginning. Doctors were saying, they were saying the only people wearing masks should be people in the hospital. They were basically saying masks are stupid, don't wear them. And the story changed. So it was like, it's just like stupid stuff. It was like, for one thing, don't ever, okay. It's like people lose their sense of humor. It's like, well, the media and Twitter, like, will just, like, forget how to have a sense of humor or don't even care. Don't even give a shit. They just don't give a shit. They're a bunch of trolls. They're trolls. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting all flustered over a bunch of fucking trolls.
You're flustered over
I saw this comment, which really summits.
Here we go.
Summits it up. It's
here
a video
we
clip.
Go. Seth found a comment,
and it's one of
what is it on? Is it what is?
It was on Twitter, okay. And I sent it to myself.
Was it somebody tweeting it?
Somebody tweeted this little video clip, and it's somebody controversial that is friends with Joe Rogan.
Okay,
and this is basically what our thoughts would be. Where did I send this?
Sorry, guys. Seth is learning how to use a phone over here.
All right, so this is our response to when people try to come for Joe Rogan. This is what we say.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Are you allowed to play this? What is this?
Oh, it would just be a little good. No, it'd be fine.
Well, okay, hold up now. Are we allowed to play this? What is it?
No, it's good. It's good. It's fine. All right, just listen. All right, this is... Don't ever fucking try to cancel Joe Rogan.
Okay.
Can you guess who it is?
So, hold up. Okay, so
he started laughing right away.
What you just heard, if you didn't know, you heard background music from The Avengers.
Oh, is that what that was?
Background music from The Avengers. This is, I'm pretty sure, like the final battle of whatever in the endgame. Yes.
I didn't remember even the music last night.
And then the person that you're listening to going off. Hold up. I fucking remember his name. Hang on. He's been on the podcast multiple times.
Maybe you need to hear it again.
No, I know who it is. Hang on, stop. What's his fucking name? Shit. You fucking goddamn fucker. he runs his own podcast. It's like Tinfoil Hat. Fuck. What's his name? Say his name. I forget his name.
Well, he has InfoWars.
Yeah, InfoWars.
Oh, what is his name?
I need his name.
He's a big conspiracy guy.
Oh, we need his name. I forget his name.
Yeah, give me a shot. But there's people that identify that voice right away. So it's just one of those things where he's just going off. Somebody clipped it. Oh, it's so perfect.
Yeah, that was pretty
good. You can apply that to so many situations. I'm like, just getting pissed off.
God
damn
it, what's his name?
And that's how I would expect him to, you know. Of course, he's the only one that thinks he can cancel Joe Rogan. Because he's like, said... Or it's so funny, anything he says, like, you have to take with such a grain of salt. Like, he'll take
Alex
the truth.
Jones.
Alex Jones, sorry.
You weren't looking it up, you
sorry,
piece of
I
shit.
Was just so funny. It's so funny.
Alex Jones, yeah. He's notorious for those short little
clips.
He
was deleted from everybody. Everybody teamed up on him and just came after him. But of course, he's done some extreme things, like the Sandy Hook thing.
What he said is not popular for sure.
I do see that there is some very strong possibilities with some conspiracy theories. In fact, he was right on fucking point with the crazy guy that killed himself or didn't kill himself. That was
Which
trafficking
one?
Kids.
Epstein.
He like knew all about that. He had a bunch of information about that, and mm-hmm. he was like, you know, like whatever, you know, and but then he believes just some of the craziest out there things.
Have you ever listened to the podcast with? I think it was the last one that they did: Alex Jones, Joe Rogan, and Eddie Bravo.
It's been a while.
So
it's
that was. I remember specifically listening to that episode. I was in Cleveland, and I was. I was just like on a little photo trip, just like adventuring, going to new places, taking photos.
Was Eddie Bravo sucking his dick the whole time?
I mean, you just have to understand who Eddie Bravo is.
You're so wise. Eddie Bravo is a martial artist guru.
And
ground guru. What is it? He's into, but he's an amazing guy, which didn't his place burn down or whatever?
Yeah, his place was affected by some of the riots. He's a great guy. Yeah.
But
he's super deep into conspiracies, right?
I'm saying that jokingly, but I say that because Jones is biggest conspiracy guy.
So they're like the same guy, right?
In fact, this show tonight is going to turn with Eddie Bravo there. He's most likely.
I hope he's there. I hope he is. Oh,
I
know.
I love him being there.
But so, anyways, having both of them on the podcast at the same time was phenomenal. And I remember specifically,
the night before Joe Rogan was just laughing himself to sleep.
He's like, "Great,
it's gonna be the best podcast ever."
But I remember on my way home from Cleveland, it was a 2.5 hour drive, listening to Alex Jones and Eddie Bravo and Joe Rogan just talk about the craziest shit I've ever heard of in my life. I'm talking Egyptians, aliens. Governments that we don't even know about that control our society, just like the craziest shit you've ever heard of, right?
Damn it, I was gonna try to introduce you to Alone tonight, but I feel like we're gonna end up on some crazy conspiracy hole because they got all the clips. That's why it's so easy to get lost with all the clips. Like they divide it on the clips, but keep on going and say what you're saying. Sorry,
I just remember like being in like shock of the things that they were talking about the whole time, and Joe Rogan.
Probably laughing most of the time.
Joe Rogan was just trying to keep the conversations like civil.
Rational.
Civil. Yes. Because Alex Jones is screaming at Eddie Bravo. He's like, "Well, what do you mean? What do you mean about this?" And dude, they were going hard on conspiracies. And Rogan was like, "Hold up. Let him talk. Let him talk. Alex, hold up."
He probably created some theories right then and there.
It was amazing. And I was just appalled by everything I was hearing. I was like, "Oh my God, this is crazy."
Oh my gosh.
I highly recommend it, though. It was the last episode. I don't remember the number. But with Rogan and Alex Jones, our guest is here, so give us 1 second. All right, sorry guys, we're back into it. That was an abrupt halt, but we do have our guest is finally
our
here,
late
fashionably late.
Fashionably late.
As
the one and only.
I apologize.
The one and only. That was a horrible drum roll, by the way. Z-Man, which I don't even where'd this? I know Z's from Israel, right?
I thought this should probably come up. Quickly, literally, no one in my entire life has ever called me Z-Man. I don't know where you got that.
Well, so Tyler came up with this.
No, hold up.
Sounds cool.
No, listen, it just, as I was sitting at my table and I was going, episode titles, Z-Man.
So he was looking at this podcast with Z-Man. I was like, who's this motherfucker? I thought this is the podcast I was in. Who's this Z-Man?
I don't know.
Well, sometimes my name is pronounced as a Z.
So when's the first time you've ever heard Z-Man? Was from Tyler then?
From my own mouth when I worded it. I'm like, Z-Man. I guess it sounds all right.
Just felt okay.
Mm-hmm. But wait, who said it first, though? Did Tyler say it first?
Tyler must have coined it, yeah. That's
Did you just coin it last Saturday?
Yeah. No? I literally, what I just said was I was sitting.
But no, you have it in your phone as Z-Man.
I know, I put it
How
in my
phone. How
long
have you had in your phone? As Z-Man.
He just got my number.
I just got his number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I didn't have his number.
Okay,
because
you guys
were
hanging out earlier that day. So that's funny. So you came up with Z-Man just last Saturday.
I was like, it makes sense. Z-Man.
It does. It's good because, like, Israel is usually not spelled with a Z.
No, on
your
Facebook
name is spelled with a Z, right?
No, only on Facebook.
Only on Facebook it is?
Yeah, for some reason I thought that'd be kind of cool.
On your birth certificate, it's not with a Z.
It is A-Y-L.
So you did that yourself.
Yep, ISREYL. Yeah. So but when I first made my Facebook, I thought...
I like that.
People would be typing it in with an S no matter how it's spelled.
Yeah.
So I figured, like, if I did that, no one would be able to find me as easily.
I like it.
I don't know if that's true or not.
No,
the Facebook algorithm, but...
Because you can't type in IZ and find people with IS.
That's
Elon,
true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Elon Musk's newest child would be jealous. Good old X.
Have you heard him?
Topical.
X.
Have you heard him say his child's name before?
No.
I watched the podcast.
Sound cool?
Yeah, he said it on the podcast. Yeah. I can't even pronounce it.
Yeah, it was.
But like, it's not a joke. It's his actual kid's name.
I thought it was illegal. Like you can't actually name your child something like that if it's not like a, like within means, like because that almost attributes to abuse.
No, is that a law?
I don't think it's an actual law, but I can look it up. Maybe
sounds like some kind of crazy liberal law.
Yeah, a crazy liberal law because There's a lot of things that there doesn't need to be laws for, but
you know, it's funny. There is a lot of laws still in the books that don't make any sense. There's a lot of YouTube videos on it, like different laws.
Well, hold
like,
up, what was
you can't be certain where? Certain
I heard about this like a couple years ago. I can't remember. I don't remember how it specifically stated, but like slavery was technically still legal in like Mississippi, like 5 years ago.
They just never took it off the books
up until 5 years ago or some shit like that.
That doesn't sound right.
I hope.
That wow. is. I'm not no. saying it sounds like not true. I just say that's
great,
not
Tyler.
Right.
With everything we're dealing with right now, great, great thing to bring up. Great subject to bring up.
It's better than talking about names.
So while he's looking up that, we were in a conversation about last night Joe Rogan getting canceled.
Hold
last
up.
Night.
Oh, hold
no, go ahead. Go ahead.
What? Until February 7th, 2013, the state of Mississippi had never submitted the required documentation to ratify the 13th Amendment, meaning it never officially had abolished slavery. The amendment was adopted in December 1865 after the necessary three-fourths of the 36 states voted in favor of the ratification.
You know,
so up
mind,
until 2013, it was still technically legal in Mississippi.
Is there something symbolic about that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to need those PBS reports. Yeah, I'm going to need... Make sure you get your signature on it this time. You know where my mind
went? Yeah,
first
I knew
went?
I was not crazy.
My mind went to the office.
It's a paper hole. You know, you lose it in the bureaucracy.
Mine went to the office. Like, what's his name? The main character, like, waits all day to finally say, just all he has to do is sign a paper. Like, he has to sign something.
And just sitting there.
And
he hasn't
done anything. And everybody's waiting on him to just do this one thing and sign something.
I knew I was not crazy.
It's just some crazy form that somebody, we'll do it tomorrow. Turns into what, 100 plus
148
years
later. All right, I guess we'll put it in.
Yeah, let's. Yeah, we probably should do that. Somebody drop the ball.
Was it?
It's a big ball to drop.
Was it a stroke of genius for the founding fathers to say that governments shouldn't be like perfect running machines, and that they should have flaws? Was that just like a foresight there? Like, oh man, we can just use that as an excuse way later on.
Yeah. Checks and balances too, man. Just having the three different, you know.
What are the three different branches? That was like the three different branches, sir.
The jujitsu. Oh fuck!
Here we go.
What is this turning into? Fuck you!
Here
fuck you, Tyler! Shut the fuck up!
Nope.
Fuck you!
Welcome to.
That sounds like the first stage of grief.
Welcome to History 101. Says what are the three branches of government?
The jujitsu. I'm already so.
And you have to be able to say them correctly.
Legislator.
Nope.
Legislative.
Nope.
Legislative.
There you go.
There it is.
And the fuck you, Tyler.
Oh, my goodness.
The third branch. Seth, my favorite one.
Seth, we have to be able to know these.
Judicial.
Legislative. What is the last one?
And the fuck you, Tyler. I don't know. What is the third one?
Seth,
bargaining.
The third.
You're at bargaining.
Bargaining.
You're experiencing the stages of grief of not knowing the American system.
So just looked up what stage of grief I'm at.
I was looking at. Great. I knew the names of them, but I didn't know the stages.
This is my intervention.
Seth.
Oh, shit.
What is the third
stage? Depression. You just said
I refuse to drive myself to. Is it like a 30-day program or a 60-day program? Tell me right now, guys.
It's going to be the rest of your life program if you don't know this last branch, Seth. It involves the president.
Guys, I really don't want to go to some like kind of retreat or something. Like, are they going to touch me? What's going to happen there?
They'll teach you.
They'll teach you. They'll teach
they don't really spell teach correctly. They spell it as touch. Executive.
Executive, yes.
Thank you. Oh, thank you
executive.
Very much. Executive. Thank you very much.
Executive. There you go. So go fuck yourself, Tyler. Damn it.
Okay.
I got a few words for you. I might need Joan's help for these words.
That is
okay. So yeah, last night on Twitter, they're trying to unsuccessfully cancel Joe Rogan over some old stupid things.
Not Joe Rogan. They were trying to cancel Joey Diaz over
then
old
they,
things that
but
he said.
Then,
and they were trying to cancel Joe Rogan off of things that he stated about masks or bullshit.
Like,
about
some
what?
People...
Masks for specifically the coronavirus or bullshit. They don't do anything.
Yeah.
If there was just some way these trolls could just be shocked through their computer as they're typing, like,
that
are these
like
the,
doesn't sound like the right choice.
Maybe
I feel like that's like a dystopian future.
Maybe if everybody bought MacBooks, right? Everybody had a MacBook or an Apple computer. Maybe the government could find a way to work with Apple and say, hey, you know, if we can track their IP address, we notice that this person is a quote unquote troll. We want you to shock them through their keyboard.
I mean, Dude, I feel
it's an idea.
I'm a big believer in doing to others if you would have them doing to you. And I feel like with all that negativity you're putting out there, like, it's going to come back and bite you in the ass. Like, just like, just like, I mean, that's what karma is, too. I mean, like that shit, like, just that negativity. Like, for one thing, like, if you're constantly trying to make other people's lives worse, like, what the fuck was going on in your life to right. bring you to that point of just being so negative? Like, and then there's people like that. Like, I can't handle being around people right. like that.
When I see people like that, like, people always say things like, oh, fuck those people. There's no helping them. Fuck them in general. Like, just be against them. But I always say I can't help but pity them. I can't help but pity yeah. people who are so stuck in a certain way that they can't see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Not only to themselves, but everyone around them. It makes no sense to me. I pride myself in not being able to, like, kind of empathize with that. But at the same time, like, I can't find a solution for it. And at
least people are able to do it around, you know, like, they're not using their real name and shit like that a lot of times. Mm-hmm. Well, they're able to, it's their escape, too, in a way. Like, their life is shitty, so that's their way of kind of to be able to, like, to just talk shit about people and try to make other people hurt and pain, like... Like, there's a lot of these, there's a good amount of celebrities that can't handle that shit. And,
celebrities.
I
can have a whole,
celebrities.
I can have a whole like, chapter on this called celebrities.
Celebrities,
how much yeah. I dislike them.
What is a celebrity?
And then, dude, you know what's crazy? Like, I was listening to, one of my favorite YouTubers. He was listing people that have passed away, like, that were on YouTube, you know? And, I mean... I consider them more popular. Since I'm not allowed to use celebrity anymore.
Oh, you can.
More popular.
I'm not saying they're not doing things.
He was trying to cancel you.
No, we'll have to get that like in a second. we'll have to get into that here in a second. But is this the first fight on right now? I guess so. We're not.
Are you watching
too much.
The same thing that I am?
Yeah. It's
then shut that shit off.
That's not right.
Huh? Is it different?
Well, I can't see.
They're
it.
In no, a. The they're grappling right now, and these guys are still standing doing some light kicks.
It's probably a few seconds behind.
How many?
A few seconds. Yes. I'm not gonna.
Okay, so.
See something here?
350. Okay. 350. What am I at on there?
251.
Okay, so that's a little ahead, which is fine. Why don't you close that so you stop taking my bandwidth, huh?
No, I'm not on your bandwidth, bro.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I rewind. So anyways, what was I saying?
YouTuber,
I was saying before like I was rudely interrupted.
YouTubers dying? Or celebrities dying? Is that what you're
See, if you don't have fucking shitty internet, I could be on your internet right now.
You're allowed to be on my internet.
celebrities. Yes. So, like, there's a YouTuber that, there was like 150 people he went through. I don't think I've even finished the video yet. He's been counting down, like, how they died, like, what their contributions to YouTube and what their following was and stuff and how they died.
YouTubers
dude, I'm
not.
Telling okay. you, it had to be at least 30-some percent were suicides. Mm. It was crazy. Like, and that's a lot, like, oh, my gosh, music. Like, there's a lot of rappers and stuff commit suicide, sometimes on accident, too. Like,
yeah.
But I feel like... when you're messing with drugs and stuff, you know, back in the back of your head too, there's a chance that you're gonna die. Like,
do you though?
Well, yeah, almost part of it I think is like this nihilistic drive that makes you want to say, "Fuck it, I'm just gonna do this because I'm rebelling against everything that's like made me who I am."
And then the way I'm feeling, the anxiety is such a killer nowadays. And these people, there's plenty of celebrities that are just like. Even though they're just people putting thoughts out there and talking shit about them, like, there's one person that was like, she basically took all the comments to her plastic surgery and was like, what can we do about this? Like, she very much cared about what other people say. And
can you do me a favor?
And I remember when I was younger, like, that impacted me when somebody said, you worry about too much about what other people think. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, that affected me. And that was something I really try to work on from there.
Can you, like, in your best...
A lot of people suffer from that.
In your best words, can you explain to me what it's like to have anxiety? Because me, personally, I don't know what that feels like. I have no idea.
This is something that's come up in conversation with me, too.
I don't know what the feeling is. You go first.
No. Yes, very much so. But I was just talking to someone who else doesn't like really like. They're like, I don't know how to relate to people who suffer from anxiety.
I don't know what it feels
like. Yeah. That's almost bizarre. Crazy. That's harder to empathize with the trolls on the internet. But you were saying something.
I would say it's not being able to experience would make like, okay, something stresses you out. Say there's something that stresses you out. You're breathing heavier or something like that, but you're able to calm down. You've been in stressful situations, right?
Sure.
You're like just getting overwhelmed. Getting that feeling to a certain like a level of feeling, then you know it usually goes away. With anxiety, it stays at that level or higher, and you can't. There's nothing you can do about it.
You kind of like, hyperfixate on this like feeling that you have.
Yeah, there's not much you can do. You can't do anything to make it go away.
You circle like, around like ways you can solve definitely, it. Definitely,
I mean,
the problem.
Sadly, I do enjoy drinking just because it helps me relax some way. It does help me relax and anxiety go away. But so there's certain things. Okay, so at some points in my life, it has been worse, and like there's no reason for me having anxiety. It's just there. Like last night, like I just kind of broke down a little bit and just like. Was breathing slowly and praying some and
see,
just like trying
to
there was just nothing I
for
could
no
do
reason.
Like and some of it had to do with work and stuff, but the majority of it was like there was just no reason for it in a way. And or like
it's definitely counterproductive.
And yeah, so say there is a reason, but then you conquer that and you get past that, then just something else pops up. It will just switch over. And then there's those times, too, where, like, there's just no reason for it to even be there. You're perfectly fine, but it's just there. It's stress on acid. It's taking stress to the extreme, and it's not going down.
Okay, quick question. Do you ever have... All right, so think of it like this. When you've had these anxiety episodes, are you always indoors?
For the most part, I would say. Yeah. It probably does help being outdoors. Helps being around people,
Ooh.
Not being alone.
Interesting.
But
That's
for
harder.
Other people, but then too, like, I can get can have anxiety. Being around people, too, can stress me out, too. I've had that too,
yeah,
like
sure.
where I've just like, there's been Sundays where I just took off sometimes just because
Noticed.
Just feeling overwhelmed.
Noticed.
I guess like, if my thought is like, if you know you're in an anxiety episode and you're indoors, like have you ever just walked outside? You personally?
Not usually, but I definitely feel better being outside. I feel like that's
yeah.
probably something I should work on. Like have it just relocating myself and just like,
because something
need
that
a cheer for my
porch. Listen, I have no idea again, but like if you notice yourself, you know, coming into these anxiety episodes, think about how much time you have just been indoors. Think to yourself, I feel my anxiety coming
I'm
on.
Very much
how long have I just been
times.
Inside? When is the last time I went outside? Oh my god, yesterday at like 12 p.m.
Well,
holy shit.
I wouldn't call that a solution or an end all.
Sure,
no. That's like cuz like sometimes like for me at least, if I've ever had an anxiety attack or, like, a panic attack or something like that, being outside's the worst thing to happen.
Is it?
Because my immediate thing is I'm looking for corners of the room, you know? Metaphorically speaking, I'm trying to find a place to hide. And when you're outside, things are looking at you.
Yeah, too.
People are looking at you. Even if they're not actually, they're looking at you. You know? I can tell. You can always tell. No.
Interesting.
It's just a paranoia thing.
So you're looking for the corners.
Bathrooms, usually.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
No, it's like, yeah, I when I ever had these kind of problems, it was mostly like I could feel them coming on to the point where I could like solve it by like going somewhere and just breathing, doing a mantra, and getting over it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I try to do at least for most of my life. I didn't even realize I was doing that until like I heard these things being addressed by somebody else.
Dang it, we need some weed.
You didn't,
we need
so
some
you,
weed.
Shit, man, I forgot. I'm sorry.
So you didn't even.
I will pay for your gas for you to run home.
Hold on. So you didn't even know like. The name behind what you were experiencing until you started hearing people talk about it?
I knew there were panic attacks. I knew I was having anxiety. I knew I was depressed, even though I'd never been diagnosed for anything like that.
Sure.
I just, I was talking about the solutions I made for
myself.
Yeah. I heard people talking about, like, listen to your breathing, only become this one thought. Do these things, you know, and just try to focus your mind outside of your thoughts, and you'll become something beyond what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. And that tended to help. I used to say, I'm calm, I'm collected, I'm cool. I'm calm, I'm collected, I'm cool. I'm calm, I'm collected, I'm cool. I would say that over and over again in my head. And it ended up being not so much the truth, but like I'd accept, like, that could possibly be something I could go for. You know, but usually it was still like this strange feeling at the center of the chest. I'm sure you can relate to this one. It's like the actual feeling of it. Like the first time you ever kind of experience this anxiety, it's like this heart pumping, heart attack feeling. Kind of like this, like the center of energy at the center of your chest that kind of like sends fear up to your brain. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, a little bit. I think mine's is definitely a little different than that, though.
Maybe so, yeah. It's different for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely breathing last night and praying was definitely mantras, a mind.
Some people don't realize they're doing it with their mantras, yeah.
And then
so is that's kind of like your go-to during an anxiety attack is like praying.
No, not always. I probably don't pray as much as I should. Or
well, what do you pray
but,
about?
I just asking God to take it away, gotcha. And then just to calm down and because sometimes for the majority of it, it's just like. Okay, in some situations, it's like something I need to do and just do it and get out of the way. And then in a lot of situations, it's something I can do nothing about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's also
And it's or it's something in the future, near future, and there's nothing I can do about it. So like, you know, I'm just going to leave it in God's hands, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then there's those anxieties that I felt like just watching show last night, which definitely... Watching TV, watching YouTube, certain shows, like especially certain shows or certain entertainers,
they give you anxiety.
YouTubers, no, they have huge stress relief.
Oh, okay, really?
The comedy, like just like, dude, David Dobrik, dude, I could just watch videos to him and like it put me in a different place, like, just that quick wittiness, like getting you out of it. Logan Paul's videos have gotten like that too, where they're a lot more fast paced. I love that fast pace, that kind of, and even that. Sadly TikTok, because it's so fast paced, you're moving from one stupid thing to another,
right.
A lot of them stupid. Not I definitely cool. have to skip over, like we talked about this,
there's
a couple
cringe
podcasts
factor there, I'm
cringe
sure.
The dancing. I like the comedy. I like the skits.
They have this.
Oh my gosh! They all do the same fucking moves.
No, the strange thing is like I've heard there's like an algorithm to where like this the way they edit the videos, like people do this, so where like it speeds it up and like change the pacing of the video to match the songs and stuff. And the way these people like are moving aren't the exact timings that they're actually moving their arms. It actually speeds the video up a little bit to like hit these certain moves to make it look like a certain way. Have you heard about this?
Wait, hold up. Explain that shit again.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I think they'll even play the song in slow motion where, like, you don't have to move as fast to it.
That might be... Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Really? I'm sorry. I'm still here to
it all. I think you're talking... I know.
It's like...
Hold up.
Do you know, like,
say that again.
I am...
You say that again.
Like, they play... The song is playing slowly so that they don't have to move as fast to the dance.
And then they change the speed of it to make it look normal. But there's this uncanny valley that's like... I hate that. I hate it.
Because I've watched one of my little stepsisters do a TikTok before.
Yeah,
A TikTok. That's no, okay, before TikTok was a thing, it was called Musical.ly.
Did she cry when you slapped
yes.
her?
Yes.
No. Now, before... shut up. Before TikTok was a thing, it was... I believe it was an app called Musical.ly. It was basically an app where people would, like, dance to songs and shit. And it would be, like you're talking about, super, like, fast-paced and, like, quick, sharp movements.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, I watched her do it one time because I've never personally seen somebody do it. And I watched her do it, and it was literally, she was like, bwah, bwah, bwah. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And then she puts it together and, like, plays it, and it's, like, super fast-paced to the way the song goes. And I was like, this is the strangest thing ever.
Uh-huh.
So, like, what you're explaining to me, is that the exact way that they do it on TikTok?
Not definitely. All of them, but a lot of them.
But some of them. From what I've seen, it looks heavily edited, and the dance moves. I can't get into it. It's like the strange kind of cancer culture.
I liked them the first few times I watched them, and then I'm like, holy shit, they're doing the same fucking five moves every fucking song. It's so old.
Well, you know what you need to do,
Seth. And I like dancing. I like normal dancing.
This is what you need to do.
Yeah, I know you do.
It's two-dimensional dancing.
Hold up. Okay, so
that wasn't the best dance game.
Yeah, do that again. Can you drop those moves again?
Yeah,
drop those two
dimensions. We're referring to me dancing at our grandfather's funeral.
Oh my god, I was gonna mention it because that's what comes to mind whenever you do this.
Let's talk about this. But there's no music, and then I just fucked it up, and then I did it a little bit.
That was surreal to me when that happened.
Okay, so hold up,
dude. That made everybody like that.
Backtrack.
I just see the elders of the family scowl.
Let's backtrack.
It was a wake.
Let's backtrack.
But
let's backtrack. Okay, so
you want to tell the whole story?
God.
So I'll tell the story from my point of view.
I almost don't even want to think about it, but go for it.
So at this specific moment in my life, I was on a break with my now ex-girlfriend, right? And I remember bringing her to the funeral because, you know, she knew Grandpa. She was close to the family at the time. And this was the first time that she met you. And, you know, we went to the showing. And she formally met who Seth and Daniel were at the showing, right? Then after the showing, we went to what they call the Applewood Bistro, which is a nice place in Fremont. If you've never been there, shout out to Applewood Bistro. Good food.
Is that where the wake was?
That's where the dinner was at.
Oh, I don't know if I went to that.
Went to that.
They definitely removed their dance floor
you were
after
there.
That day.
You were there.
Okay.
This is where we were all sitting at, like, tables. And the dance floor was in, like, the middle of the room.
Oh, sorry, this is what I considered a wake. I thought that was the wake.
Okay, that was not... So, I don't remember what they officially called it.
Because we had the funeral, we went to the burial site.
We shot
the guns, which was just...
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. When
okay, so, if I'm getting this right, funerals go dead person.
Yes.
Whole.
Yes.
Catering. Wake. Is that right?
No. Wake is before, right?
Wake is...
When you see them the day before.
I thought wakes come after, because like when you're on a boat, the wake's behind.
No.
Interesting.
Wake is when you wake up in heaven, I guess.
Hopefully. You get to see your grandson dance on your...
Or you wake up in hell.
Listen, I guess the moral of the story is we don't actually know what the wake is.
Okay.
Did anybody check his casket to see if he rolled over?
Jamie, look this shit up.
Jamie, where are you at? Jamie, you're fired.
But anyway,
Hold up. What is a wake?
Somebody give him the bad look Joe Rogan gives him when he's upset with him.
What is a wake funeral service? A wake is a social gathering associated with death, usually held
before. Okay.
Yeah.
So ours was after.
Okay.
No. Yes. There wasn't a wake.
Then technically, if it's a wake, it comes
because
before.
We left the burial site and then went out. Then we had food after the burial site.
No, a wake is when you see the body.
No. You got to read the whole thing, buddy.
Wake is a social gathering associated with death, usually held before the funeral tradition. A wake takes place in the house of the deceased with a body present. However, modern wakes are often performed at a funeral home or other convenient locations.
I would call convenient.
The wake is before.
I want to call what we experienced a wake.
But
what
the
I'm body
looking,
wasn't
but
there.
What I'm looking at right now.
It was at the funeral the night before. That's the wake. Where we had the
yes okay so
back
we got
when people were picking the house like vultures
so we just had that yes. was just like a kind of like a get together
it was
like
a get together it was what we do thing. As the Ohms family right we get together
we do get together a lot
all the time
and there's food involved mostly
yes
butter.
So what we specifically did after Grandpa's burial site was we got together and we had food we had it catered and I'm sitting at the table. And I can't remember who was all at my table, but I know Daniel for sure was at my table.
I was there.
Were you at the table with us? Okay.
I had to have been there then.
Oh, no. Was I at the table next?
I was at least observing.
At least observing, right? Yes. And I just remember I was sitting next to my ex-girlfriend at the time.
Dude, you're so quiet. Everybody was so quiet.
I mean, yeah, we're at a social gathering after one of our great-grandparents died. Yeah, like, it's going to be quiet. Well, my great-grandparent.
We only have one left, man.
I know.
Speak for yourself.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, we're sitting at the table, and for whatever reason, events happened up until a point where Seth decided to start doing the worm.
No, hold on.
Seth
barely
Daniel
decided.
Offered me $100 to go on stage and
no,
do the
yeah,
worm.
You were egged on hard.
No, okay,
Daniel
listen.
Threw down $100.
I was
going to
avoid
I got the
$100
too.
I wanted to make it seem like Seth was doing the worm for no reason. But either way.
I'm sorry. It's just the truth. Is
no,
that,
I know. Okay. So that, Daniel,
well,
Daniel
okay,
bet
so
Seth.
Okay, so the end, he made this decision.
Yeah, he made this decision. Daniel bet Seth.
We got to change this podcast to Unscripted Lies.
Everybody knows who Daniel is, Seth's brother. Made him a bet he would not do $100, or he would not do the worm on the dance floor for $100 right now. And Seth went into the middle of the dance floor and started doing the worm. It was Specifically,
I
from
said,
my point of
it
view.
It was horrible. No music. I couldn't even properly do it.
It was no music. It was not good form either.
It was horrible. It was. I needed music. I kept on saying, somebody play some music.
That's what you needed.
I did. And probably a loss of 20, 30 pounds.
Here's the thing, though.
No way, man. You can move still.
No, hold on. It was 100.
I've seen some dancers do cartwheels way past you.
Wasn't it $120? Didn't I put some money in this?
I'm sure Sierra helped, too.
There might have been a few more bucks. There might have been a few more bucks in there.
Either way, kudos to you, because...
Yeah. That was something that...
That was a ballsy move, my friend.
All the older people were whispering to each other. You know what Poopa said? Poopa loved this. Loved it. That's Mark's oldest child. That's what he was telling her.
Is that his? I think that's more of an explanation.
He loved it. He loved it. He came over and said, dude, that was
Poopa loved amazing. It? Good.
He came over
God,
and like...
that makes you feel good. That makes me feel way better about it.
No, he gave me the biggest... He said...
Well, you know what? Something I just learned about him is that he has a first place in entertainment for something. I was looking in his room and he's got a whole bunch of these things and like for some reason
he said,
has a trophy for this.
He said something that I wouldn't
do you know
expect.
About him?
Do you know anything about our grandpa?
I don't know if I do, but keep going.
He said something that I would not expect somebody saying like, okay, that's funny, that was cute, like you're not allowed
to be
around the family anymore. You know, that's something. But he said these exact words. I remember because like he said, I'm really proud of you. I was like so random, like this is. I was just being silly.
That?
Yeah. So
God,
I was like, I think, and then I think about it. You know, the situation, like being if I was in my dad's shoes or Poopa's, you know, that's your father. Mm. You know, I mean, he was the matriarch of our family. Like,
he's your uncle.
Well, you know, I'm talking about who passed away. Like he's my uncle.
Oh,
but
you're
like, you know,
about,
like,
you're talking about grandpa.
And those are shoes that Poopa had to really instantly fill in a way too. Like
that's what he was experiencing. Yeah.
Yeah, and like to just have that goofiness just go down there and just be able to be pulled away from all that and just be like, life goes on, and you know, like we can still enjoy things and
maybe
I mean,
should have him
alone. Very thankful.
It'd be interesting, right?
It would be very interesting.
Definitely thankful for
I'd like
the
to be there, if possible.
Dude, isn't it strange? You just said like the mate. You said it.
I love too that in no way anybody thought
he's a man, but matriarch is man, woman.
Yeah, that's
but same difference.
But like what you said, like Grandpa Ohms was the founding father of like everything that we know.
Mm-hmm. Literally, so, like, from that single point.
Yes,
all of us stretch. That's
yes.
what we connect
mm-hmm.
with. That's
yeah.
us.
Isn't it strange that like one person can do all of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just by fucking another girl.
Pretty much winking.
Right? I know
well,
it's not
you
how
know.
You thought I was going to take it, right? But like at the end of the day.
That's a heavy decision and you're yeah. suddenly creating a whole generational line.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are creating
and there's
lives.
A tree.
You're creating lives.
Literally,
about.
Man.
There's a family
no,
tree.
Yeah, to talk about that, like, he planted this seed.
Yes.
Yes.
Literal seed, actually.
Yes.
And suddenly, like, I don't know much about, like from the last one, remember talking about, like, your past and everything like that. I don't know much about, like, how you grew up, or I actually never had, like, a full conversation with Daniel in my whole life. I don't actually know him very well at all, strangely enough. But that's just, like, two generations ago, like, mm-hmm. these old people were having dinner together, and then you guys are living in Arkansas. It's just the biggest.
It's strange.
In a single generation, pretty much, because that's your father who moved down there, and that's your father's father right there.
Mm-hmm.
So bizarre how quickly things spread out.
Yep.
That was the
And that's all of humanity doing that, by the way.
Yes. Every single person.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking bizarre, dude.
Dude, that killed me too at the funeral when I walked in. My dad just looked at me, up at me, sobbing.
Oh, he's fucking.
I've never
yeah.
seen him cry like that.
That's a different kind of mourning.
It was like I think my grandma, I think, was kind of consoling him in a way. They were embracing each other. Like he was crying. She cried quite a bit too. But
in a way, they feel
at that point when I walked in, it looked like he was just. He was just like sobbing.
At the funeral at the Wonderly Haze or whatever it's called.
Yeah, at the funeral, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wonderly Hogarth?
It's Horvath.
Horvath. Yeah. Horvath. That's the one.
And it's got to be
that's
tough,
like
too.
All,
like,
every
I mean,
single funeral I've been to has
all there.
Been
yeah.
there.
My
yeah.
dad, like, I mean, his life has led him, you know, really further away from the family and, like, not being able to be around your family as much, you know?
That's
and,
true.
so that's kind of tough too.
Mm-hmm. It's not easy for him.
I love when he's around though.
He's coming back. When are they coming up?
Yeah, they're about to be back next week, right? Like the end of the month.
Next week already.
I think they'll be here for the 4th of July. Like they'll be here a few days at least, I think.
Usually they come for Memorial Day. What happened there?
Yeah, they never. Because of Corona.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Well.
Have so that'll be fun to see them.
Corona's over, man. We shut that down.
Corona never.
We shut that down, man.
Yeah, we closed the door on that one. No one cares anymore.
Yeah.
We're moving on.
Yeah. I just try to keep on topic though about old generations behind us and like our grandparents and all that. I feel like I don't have a very strong relationship with any of my predecessors. Like Grandpa Ohms, I don't know if I ever really had like a potent conversation with him. Even now, the things we're saying to each other right now, looking each other in the eye, I don't think I've experienced that. They're just always there, and I say hi, and I say I love you, because it's true. Mm-hmm. But then from there on out, it's just like, I don't know how to connect with you. It's kind of difficult. And I was like, it's like a different kind of mourning. It's like I'm regretting things that can still happen, but it's like they're out the door. And it's kind of a scary thought.
Did you know he used to love to drink right up until he started dating... grandma, like he had to stop drinking. She didn't like him drink anymore.
I imagine he loved to drink, and like many religious kind of factors played into that a little bit. Well, but I did not know that.
Yeah.
I mean, you definitely know more about Grandpa than either.
Yeah,
of us.
That's true. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, but I was definitely closer with my grandpa.
On your mother's side.
On my mother's side, but it was like. Both of them were both...
Did he die sooner or later?
They were both... They weren't ones to open up about stuff.
Mm.
Like, you know, that old school, like, kind of like... No, it's something that we do, unlike, like, this, like, very much unlike what we do on a podcast every week. We're opening up our lives.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, they're old school, that old school, you know, of just like hold everything in kind of thing. And
no, like I
and then
I might say that's kind of similar from like the grandparents I've experienced, at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like this, not formal, but it's like we have a familiarity, but that's about it.
I never really got a lot of stories from my grandfather. Like, you know, like he had a good sense of humor and stuff, but like from either or, like, but I definitely like, Grandpa Ohms, Grandpa Walter even had, on my mom's side,
mm-hmm.
he had a really good sense of humor, and I clicked really well with him.
Good.
So this is an interesting question. What are you going to be like when you're a grandfather?
I hope...
That's the next time you'll be able to experience this sensation. This connection between generations.
Yeah, I hope that I could, you know, do my grandparents proud, my grandfather's proud, and I think they said it was a good example, but where I felt like what I was just saying, I think I would like to share more about my life and open up and my failures, my mistakes. I think that's so vital to learn from those lessons and life lessons. And
do you think,
man, there's going to be so much.
A lot of those with like our grandparents, because they're not the same people that we are.
Not that they're the same people, but they didn't open up. Like, I feel like it's important, and what a lot of people struggle to do. I mean, you know, like, I mean, there's plenty of things that you don't like to talk about. I mean, like, you don't like to get into. I mean, gosh, just like anxiety. That's not a fun thing to talk about. And I mean, I get every time we bring it up in the podcast, I get thank yous in the DMs. Like. Mm-hmm. That we bring it up, and then just like life lessons, the struggles we've been through, mistakes we've made, you know, even the good times, like, you know, the funny things that you'd be like, oh, it might be a little inappropriate to tell this story to my grandchild, but you know, as a grown up, I mean, throw it at me. I want
to
learn those things. I want
to
learn from those things, you know, because man, there's so much that has changed, of course, since their time, and then there's going to be so much that things that will change from my life to, you know, kids and grandkids.
It'll be
down
a different
road.
World.
It'll be a much a different road, but there's still like,
mm-hmm.
man, history is something that we need to learn from.
You're very right.
And I mean, just like these what's going on with the guy being the cop killing the black guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like. That's a good instance where we need to learn from history, and we're doomed to repeat it. And I feel like we're in a little bit of a cycle of repeating it just because of mistakes we made, and then two, because of
the people that
media
are,
and all that, it just blows things up more.
Media seems to forget more than anyone.
We're just, man, the way media and Twitter and just how we're able to connect like never before, mm-hmm. it's insane, man.
Yeah, no, the whole...
This is a whole new thing with
whole
just
new
in the last
movement?
10 years.
Yeah,
like,
this movement that's happening right now in every city pretty much in America, they're learning from the things that happened before. The 60s, mm-hmm. that the whole revolution there, it's, everything seems to be on like a cycle, but it's kind of like happening mm-hmm. sooner or something like that, where like they're all like, yeah, we're not taking this time around, not again. It's
not
coming
again.
Back this time. We're gonna nip
not
it
again,
right in the bud,
right?
Yeah. Right there in the bud. Help us.
And like we've talked about this before with what's his name that was killed.
Which one?
John
George Floyd.
George Floyd.
Yeah, that was.
That was man, like. Anybody that looks at that, we are all on the same side. That was straight up murder.
You ought to look at the videos that happened from that with absolute disgust.
It's just disgust. I was like, dude, common sense. You're going to 8 minutes on the neck like that? You're going to kill him? Yeah, he's fucking dead.
It's almost
as if
they wanted to.
You can watch the
life.
Which
is what everyone's thinking.
You watch his life go out of him. Like, he died right there. It's absolutely disgusting.
It's scary.
I was listening to a podcast a while ago. I was listening to it while I was running. It was a two-part podcast, and it was a two-part series, basically. What it was about was people that were affected by the police force killing black innocent people. And specifically, this podcast was geared towards the mothers of those innocent people that were murdered by police officers. And basically what they did was they went around and they interviewed and got to know like these mothers and what their perspective was about what happened and like what they do going forward in their lives. And something that you learned about in this two-part series was that there is actually there's like this I don't want to say like a cult, because cult's not the right word, but there is a following, a gathering, there's like a large group of mothers who have been affected by innocent killings from the police force. And what they do is they literally go into different cities and they gather and they publicly post, hey, if you've been affected by this and you are a mother of somebody who has been innocently killed by the police force, come. And you, and it's a really, all it is, it's a social gathering. It's an OMS event. All they do is they get together, they make food, and they just like talk, you know, and they try to help each other through these situations. And the guys on the podcast, Radiolab, this is another Radiolab podcast, fascinating.
Right, I still have to listen to a lot more.
What they do is they're literally
always jerking off Radiolab.
Dude, I will jerk them off hard.
That's great.
But literally what they do is they're just interviewing all of these mothers, and they're getting to know these people. And like in the middle of the interviews, you're listening to audio clips of actual things that are going on. Like, in a lot of these killings, there has been like video, there's been audio of like, you know, the person that's in the vehicle saying like, why are you doing this? Like, what? Why do I have to get out of my car right now? And the police officer is using brute force, and you're like listening to these things in between the interviews. And then they go from the person that was just murdered, and then they cut to the interview of the mother of that child, and you're just like, holy
shit. That's worse.
Shit.
Yeah, that gets the point across.
And you're
home.
And you're listening to, you know, the mother talking about what happened, and you're like, oh my God. And it makes you think about it in a different way. And honestly, when you look at situations like this, you look at times like these, when you look at somebody and go, you know, that's somebody's child, you look at things much differently versus, you know, that's a person. Mm-hmm. That's somebody's child. Somebody birthed that person.
Somebody raised that person.
Yes. Somebody's father.
She's well taken care of now. There's a lot of people that...
It makes you look at things a different way.
Yeah.
It was good stuff, dude.
Well, guys, that's another good podcast. I think that's a good spot to leave it on. Yeah. Guys, we love you as always. Please...
Really quickly before you sign off, I'm going to jerk off Radiolab for... 10 more seconds.
All right, you do that, and I'm going to get it started on our pizza.
That's fine. You can start on pizza. There's a series of episodes that I'm listening to right now. They call it The Other Latif.
What is that? Latif?
Latif. It's a person. His name is Latif.
Oh.
Super fascinating. I spend every single night right now on my porch with a cigar and a drink listening to it. And there's 6 episodes. It's basically about the producer of the Radiolab podcast. His name is Latif Nasser. Mm-hmm. And there's this website that he went to that you can go on to find out how many other Israel Holmeses there are in the United States. You can find out how many other exact people like you are there with your exact name, right?
Really?
So he went on the website and found out that there is actually...
That's bigger, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that one's bigger. He went on the website and found out that there's actually nobody with his name, Latif Nasser. Nobody has his same exact name. And he said that one day he was scrolling through Instagram and he saw this post about a Abdul Latif Nasser.
That, middle name.
Yeah. That has been detained in Guantanamo Bay. Yes.
That's super interesting.
So this whole series is about him figuring out who this other Latif Nasser is, and you're learning about this guy that has been accused of being a part of 9/11. You learn about this guy who has basically worked for Saddam Hussein. You learn that this guy actually ran Saddam Hussein's sunflower fields.
What the hell?
Super weird, right?
Yeah, what the hell?
Super weird. But what the producer does, the original Latif Nasser, is he goes and finds the other Latif Nasser's family and, like, interviews them and, like, wants to know, like, is this something that you would have ever saw your son doing, or do you even think that your son did something like this? And it turns out that, like, the Abdul Latif Nasser, the guy that was detained in Guantanamo Bay, was actually on the verge of getting released when Obama was in office. Basically how Obama was going through and, like, freeing people from Guantanamo Bay, trying to get rid of it completely.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, if you are no longer a threat to, you know, if you are no longer considered a terrorist, you know, if we think that you are good to go, he's going to release you. Basically what happened is Latif Nasser, Abdul Latif Nasser, got released, but the paperwork got stuck in between the Obama and the Trump administration. And after Trump got into office, no, you're staying.
He sees, release a terrorist.
Yes,
they're terrorists. That's all they are.
Yes. So I'm in episode 3 right now learning about this crazy situation about this guy.
So weird.
Check it out, Radiolab. It's called, the episodes, there's 6 of them. I'm on episode 3 right now, The Other Latif Nasser. So I'm still learning. I don't know, but basically we're learning that this guy actually ran the sunflower fields for Osama bin Laden, and right now I'm learning that Osama bin Laden was, like, his businesses that he had. He was a super wealthy person who ran a lot of businesses that had nothing to do with the Taliban, or what's the word I'm looking for? The
Taliban. What he run, huh?
What is it called?
Fuck. It's not ISIS. That's way after
him. What is it? What's the group that he ran? The group for
not ISIS, but
come on.
Come on, collective brains, let's get it.
What was it?
Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, yes. So basically he ran a lot of businesses that had nothing to do with his terrorist acts, right? Uh-huh. And so, like, they're trying to figure out, like, if this Latif Nasser had anything to do with Al-Qaeda or if he was just simply innocently running Osama bin Laden's sunflower fields. super crazy and specific, right?
That's so bizarre.
But how dumb you gotta be to not know what's going on.
But the thing is, like, at the end of the day, there was a lot of people that worked for Osama bin Laden that had no idea that he was doing these types of things. It's so fascinating to learn about. But I'm learning about it right now. Check it out, Radiolab. You can find him on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Good stuff. Seth, get up to the mic real quick. Let them know where they can find you.
By the way, if anybody was wondering when I asked which one was bigger, Tyler and I were comparing penis sizes.
Yeah, and we pointed to mine, so go ahead.
guys, we're, as always, we're at Unscripted Banter on Instagram. Please do not follow me on Seth Holmes. Hey, I did post our podcast.
On Twitter?
On Twitter.
Okay, so I'll follow you.
So, yeah, you can follow me. Dog, are you sneezing on me? I feel your sneeze on my knee.
She sees you have meat in your hand.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of meat, too.
Put your dick away, all right? Hey, put it away.
Hey, it's not my fault it comes out of the bottom of my shorts.
All right, calm down. Anywhere else so that we can follow you?
No.
What's your Twitter
on
handle?
The street? My address is 12.
Yeah, maybe don't do that. You can follow me.
Social security number is.
You can follow me, TLens5, on Twitter and Instagram. Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com. As always, Z-Man, it's good to have you on.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead, shout out what you have to, plug some things.
The new title. You're going to have to get that handle
fine.
Now,
Z-Man. That's fine. You know what? That's what I'm known as now at this point. I run a YouTube channel called Eriomes with two other magnificent minds. We do a very artsy takes on a lot of societal views. You probably won't be able to understand because it's above you. But we're called Eriomes. That's E-E-R-I-E-O-H-M-S. We have a new video coming out probably next week. It's Unexplained Phenomena, Episode 5, so get excited for that.
Dude, the Unexplained Phenomena, those are fucking hilarious.
This one's a big deal, too. This one takes it in a new direction.
Okay, I'm excited to see the new Unexplained Phenomena. This is good stuff.
Thank you for having me again. I'll have to come in absolutely. Next time.
Anytime you can come. Seth and I always do a podcast once during the week. And then, honestly, what?
Yeah, like, if you're having these on Saturdays, I'd like to come
once on the weekend. Saturdays are pretty consistent right now.
Tuesday,
right
Wednesday, and then Saturday.
It's the best day for me, too.
Yeah,
so
this is
it's perfect.
This is good stuff. I mean, we might have to edge you into the wallet. Am I right, Seth?
The wallet.
Right. The wallet. You know, where we've got sponsors now.
Yes.
Yeah. But, yeah, besides that, guys.
$1.50
is pretty easy to split, right? We, my final thoughts for anybody over the weekend, just be nice. Holy shit. There's a lot of things going on right now. Just be nice to each other. God damn. We're all humans. We're all the same. There's no reason to get upset about anything. People do dumb things.
What?
What
the fuck do you say?
This is my...
Which one do you use for saying the double action?
I use both. Double action's pretty good, though, too. Right, sorry, I'm helping Seth cook. We love you, fuckers. Have a great week.